I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
Yeah, hello, welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast. Yep, on Thursday. See y'all. Already looking forward to a nice little weekend going to be coming up.
Yeah, bitch. It's Friday tomorrow.
That's right.
Looky, looky.
That's it. Have a good time.
Yeah, we got quite a lot of beer in there.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like somebody put beer in there even after we left for vacation. They put more in there.
Oh, that'd be nice. Huh?
I don't know.
Beer fairies?
The guys from Hop Life, you know, when they gave us that keg, they also gave us a bunch of tall boys, thick, girthy tall boys.
Yeah.
It's massive cans of beer in there.
Took care of us.
Very
really
boozy.
Nice. Yeah, very nice. So.
The kind of beer that you got to keep that thing on ice. I don't think I can drink it fast enough.
It's all there. It's ready to go. So who knows what'll happen tomorrow? Can't wait.
Will we get drunk?
I mean, yeah, people know, yeah.
So much for the mystery.
Mm-hmm. A lot of feedback. Thank you very much. We brought up the thing yesterday. I'd just read there was this consultant that had written basically an open letter to radio morning shows across the country, and it's getting more traction today at other places. And it basically was a strong scolding for shows that decided not to address the storming of the Capitol and giving your audience your thoughts and your filter and everything else. And we'd had like a person or two say, hey, you guys going to talk about this? And said, you know, it just is, yeah, obviously we, I am, I'll speak for myself. Clearly, the violence and everything else like that, do not like anything more than that basic condemnation. You're stepping into the whole divisive unit of politics. And I've got friends on both sides. Got a very conservative mom and dad, and got a lot of very liberal friends. And so, you know, I hear it from both sides, and I drink it all in, and I appreciate your inputs. But for us and what we do on this show, just did not feel like it was what our audience comes to us for. So we were basically the object of that ridicule.
Well, the other thing, too, is don't you want the people that's doing the content, don't you want them to believe in what they're doing? If you're now getting us to speak upon things we're not passionate about,
right?
Is that really the way to go about
that
it?
That we actually don't like talking about.
Yeah.
It's the opposite. Like,
yeah.
I'd rather talk about fun stuff and have a good time in here.
But I tell that to anybody that speaks for a living.
Yeah.
Don't talk about shit that you're not passionate about.
Yeah.
Because it's going to come off like you're not passionate.
I don't have a strong conviction on it. I, you know, realize there's a lot of viewpoints on both sides, and I sit smack dab in the middle on that one. There are other things that I do stand up and I talk for. We've got Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday, and that is something I'll be talking on. Social equality in this country, I think, is very important, and so I will speak on that, and I do. But thank you for the feedback. Like Kay sent us once at My Vote No Politics, consultant no bueno. I agree with Virginia Jaybird as well. It's a no win because you piss off 50% of your audience with whatever you say. Not discussing politics would set you apart these days, since you can find 600 channels of people voicing their opinions 24/7, including ESPN, which used to be just sports and movies and TV shows inserting their agenda.
There really is an oversaturated in the market when it comes to politics. It wasn't like that before.
Yeah. No,
but now,
it wasn't. It's worked us into a frenzy, well, look, and I'm not going down that path.
Well, just look at your comedy shows at nighttime. Your
late night talk shows.
They don't really do a lot of comedy anymore. It's
no,
a lot of
boy,
politics.
Their ratings are really low. Did you see that the other night? They're down below the, like, around the 2 million mark, and that's for, number one, I saw Fallon had the lowest ratings ever for The Tonight Show. He didn't even crack a million.
Wow.
Well, the thing that's tricky, too, even if sometimes you believe in a message, the messenger giving the message can fuck the whole thing up.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I don't think people like the shouting down, I believe this, so you better believe it too, motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Kay says, I think Kevin encourages people to look at issues critically instead of jumping to conclusions. Everybody falls into that trap, including me. I think Jason said that the human brain is not designed to take in all this information nonstop, and I totally agree. So thank you for that.
We're also very emotional creatures. The people that say they're not emotional, they are. They're emotional too. We just we're emotional species.
And to that radio consultant, I have one more thought. Back when I was in my 20s, a lot of people told us how to do radio and how to do radio. And I listened and I did a lot of times what people told me to do in my 20s, in my 30s. Now I'm in my late fucking 40s. I know who I am and I know what I like to talk about and I know what makes me happy. And I'm going to stick to that. I don't need some clown in a suit that doesn't even crack a mic to tell me what to do.
Yeah, I remember when someone tried to tell me what to say and how to act and, you know, be something on the air. And then we got fired from Miami. So fuck that.
Mm-hmm. I'm old enough to know what's good for me, and this guy don't know me.
Yeah. The quote, just loved with the Betty White turning 99, and she's like, look, just, you know, I look on the bright side of life and try to stay out of the negativity and try to be positive with what I do. And I'm telling you, man, that's just, I wish everybody could kind of get into that zone and say, look, there's a lot more good things in life than there are bad.
Because the bad is hurting you.
Yeah.
You're hurting yourself with your own negativity. You got to stop and self-preserve. Don't be worked into a frenzy.
Stacy said, I just listened to Virginia's story about Mags from her Plead the Fifth. I always wondered what had happened, but respected her privacy and why she was sad crying on the show and then taking a couple personal days. I'm so proud of her for sharing. I am a teacher, and I always thought that she would be crazy for moving Magnolia from the school that she was in to the school that she went to. But after hearing her story, it makes total sense. Now, I am more on the liberal side, but I am even more on the side of kindness and respect. What those kids did were wrong, and I'm glad that Mags is in a better place, meaning better high school. She's not dead. Keep on advocating for your daughter.
Oh, my God. I'll take more than 2 days off for that one.
Yes. Keep on advocating for your daughter. She is really lucky to have a mom like you. So there you go.
Well, that's sweet. Thank you.
It's when you hear, I don't know, I listened to that story as an outsider, just trying to get the details in. And to me, and maybe because I know details, I feel like the school dropped the ball on that. And they protected the people that they had political agreements with.
And I could not agree with you more.
And I think that's fucked up.
You're right. And it is fucked up. But sometimes you got to realize, I don't want to fight.
I get it.
I want to just remove my child from this situation because she's not a fighter. Now, I'll fight, but she's not going to want to fight. I don't want her to be in that.
It's a big problem. I mean, I don't think it was so bad when we were growing up and even when we're in college, but there's issues with kids going to school and then the teacher's teaching a certain type of agenda, their own personal agenda, and then they go back to school. Come back home and tell the parents what they're learning, and some of the parents are like, wait a minute, this isn't fucking squid.
That goes against what we believe.
That's a personal opinion. That's not factoids here.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy how you can twist and teach your personal agenda.
It's a knock in the educational field for some people.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Amy had said, I am a die-hard never-Trumper, and if my kid pulled anything like the way Magnolia was bullied, I would kick his ass from here to Portland. Totally unacceptable. I'm ashamed of my side for this and wish it had been properly addressed. Amy says that, and yeah, that is tough. I even have those sometimes, too. It's typically, like I notice, like maybe my favorite football team, you know, like the Buckeyes, and you like to have respectful fans, and I'm so happy when they're gracious and all that stuff. And then you'll have that one a-hole that just does, and they make all of you look bad. I always hate that when that kind of stuff happens because you're like, well, I'm nothing like that.
Because it does make people, especially people who aren't in that world and they see that one example.
Yeah, so it goes through political parties, candidates, anything you could possibly try to, when somebody from your group is that person, you're just like, don't. And that's why you got to keep them in check. Be like, don't act that way.
Oh, but when you first told us about the Magnolia thing behind the scenes, we were fucking pissed.
I know.
It's good that we didn't talk about it.
I was pissed too. And when I thought about, you know, should I take this to the news? Should this be a whole big thing? Because we could have dusted it up. Big time.
The news is always looking for that kind of polarizing shit.
Love it. But then I was like, what is all that for? It's exactly the Betty White quote. Exactly. Mm-hmm. All that negativity, all that fighting, all that pain and drama and dragging my daughter through all that.
Yeah, that would have fallen hard on her.
She doesn't have the same girth that I have when it comes to fighting. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't.
Well, the other thing too is, I mean, people don't know Mags. They know what you talk about on the air. But me and Kevin, we know Magnolia. Magnolia's a sweet kid.
Right.
She's looking to fucking turn it up with politics. She's just a kid dancing in a video.
A kid that was completely oblivious and then was just called the worst names in the world.
Well, that's where I think it's a little different for us growing up compared to the kids today. You can really fuck with somebody online and screw with their, at least when you went home back in the day, if the bullying was over.
Right.
Now you go home, you go on Facebook or some shit, and there's horrible stuff.
Well, we got terrible messages from other moms that have been through it too with their kid, and their kids got basically doxxed.
Yeah.
And accused of being on one side or the other side, and they weren't even on that side. And then all these kids are bullying them, and it's just terrible.
Everyone's so self-righteous online. Everyone's right, and everyone's cause is right, and whatever they say is the end-all, be-all. It's totally fucked, man.
Did you just go into a Lennon?
I don't know how they turned British.
You turned into John Lennon.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, probably around that age, maybe a little bit younger, I was only a mouthpiece for what my parents believed.
Right. And that's what it is with all the kids on both sides.
Yeah. It took me getting out of my hometown, going to college, learning other things, having an open mind before it really move me from the position I was growing up, because I think it's only natural. You will be the voice of how your parents feel politically, and you'll carry on that passion just as much as they do.
You'll see some kid, like a kid's like 7 or 8 years old, and he's talking about politics. I'm like, motherfucker, you're regurgitating what dad told you to say.
That's pretty much it.
Go get on the jungle gym and shut the hell up.
Go on a swing, go spill some shit, eat a booger, do kid stuff.
This is an interesting dating question about the climate that they're in. I'm not really into politics. I'm very much like Kevin in the sense that I support values on both sides of the two main political parties. I don't claim either parties, and I'm very down the middle with a lot of stuff. I fully support things like the Black Lives Matter and staying safe during the pandemic, but I'm also a Christian, and I have some conservative values. I'm currently 31 and single, and I'm finding it very difficult to find a girl that is similar to me. Most seem to be one side or the other. One thing that's very important to me is that I find a Christian girl, and no, I'm not at all a fan of Trump, and for whatever reason, the majority of the Christian people have aligned themselves with him. So when a Christian girl finds out that I didn't vote for him, they become very condescending and turned off, and it pretty much kills any chance I had.
Oh, boy.
Where are you going?
You got to go on eHarmony.
Yeah.
Because eHarmony makes you take a quiz, and you say exactly, you know, who you voted for, how important politics is, what kind of girl you're looking for, religion's important. Like, they have all these specific criteria.
And I know you think everyone is either this or that. It's either Trump or Biden or Republican or Democrat. That's not the truth for all kids. Some
it's
people
not.
Don't even bother getting in that world. They know what's going on, but they don't give a frog's fat ass who you voted for, what you did.
Yeah. And I think as time goes on, you're probably going to see more people going more independent in their political thinking. I want to go here. I want to go there. And I don't want to subscribe to a party. Mm-hmm. I don't want a party telling me what I got to do, because I feel differently on different things
right.
about them at different times. I don't want to have to tote the line.
I believe you should be like a carte blanche when it comes a la carte when you're deciding the issues.
Yes.
You basically go on the issues, not on the party or the candidate. Just be like, hey, I feel this way on that. I feel that way on that. That, to me, feels normal.
That sounds like a man who's getting ready to run for office. I don't know what office he's going to run for.
I'd be curious. I know you're a stat guy. Mm-hmm. Like, in each election, like every 4 years, how many more people are voting independent or registering as independent or not as a political? Because you can say independent, and then you can also say no party affiliation.
Mm-hmm. It's edging up a bit, but that's the thing. There's really, unfortunately, right now in our country, away from any independent, there's not many independents that carry office, and it's almost kind of like you get nudged to one side or the other, and that's what's unfortunate. And that would be, to me, the biggest deterrent for me ever running is having to go in and then ascribe to okay, this is the party line. You got to say this. I'm like, I don't believe that. I'd be like, yeah. So
you're getting no funding.
Ultimately, I don't know that I would be a good politician because I just don't think I could do that.
Because you would try to make the system better and do it right and be able to not have a whole party ruling your every thought.
Yeah.
You should be able to independently vote on ideas and concepts and bills and not have to have the same opinion as everybody else in this party.
But Kevin, you're used to giving good ideas to a group of people and then go, nope, cop, you're wrong, Kevin.
It happens a lot, yeah.
And then 3 years later, they go, hey, what about that idea you had?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am not a fan of the two-party system. George Washington even warned Americans saying, this is going to one day be tough. It's going to be the end of us.
Damn, Washington said that shit, Virginia.
Yeah, all the way back.
He saw
it.
Yeah.
Cut down a cherry tree.
Now they say 25% of U.S. voters support a proposal to split the country into two separate countries divided by Republican and Democrat states.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that'll work out real nice.
That sounds so divisive.
Who came up with that bullshit?
It's some kind of a survey. 62% oppose it, and that's good because, I mean, that's absolutely asinine. But, you know, to Washington's point, two-party system could be the end of us. So
there was so long in my life where I never even thought about if someone was Republican or Democrat. It wasn't even in my mind.
It wasn't something that was even mattered. It feels like now, like everybody, it matters.
I could give
kids. When I was in middle school and junior high school and high school, I didn't even know what was going on.
If you talked to me about politics when I was in high school, I would have visibly thrown up on you. Like, I can't take it. Like, it wouldn't have happened.
It's different now. I think everybody's been worked into a frenzy.
It's trendy now. It's you know, that's why the kids are involved. It's all social media bullshit and mic drop and fuck you and I'm right and you're right. It's trendy.
We did find some.
I have a headache.
We did find some love on the show 4 years ago. It's the anniversary. Remember, we did the Zamboni matrimony at the Florida Panthers game, and we were able to marry Jessica.
Was I drinking at that event?
looking at your face, there's a very good chance, yeah.
Oh, man.
Look at you.
I am tore up from the floor up.
Are you asking if you were drinking?
I was being facetious.
Yes. Oh, there you go. That was 4 years ago.
Oh, we were all hitting the
the hooch.
The dome foam.
Yeah, I don't think they had that Zamboni any longer.
They sold it.
That's what I ate the French fries for the contest winner.
Yeah, we were on the jumbo scream, whatever it was there, and we're trying to sell it. And
Chickie Pete's crab fries.
We gave it away. Somebody won it, and you were eating it.
I remember the last time we
won. You ate their prize.
I couldn't help it. And no jury would convict me. They were that good. I remember the last time we went there, I had to buy, I'm not shitting you, $90 worth of Chickie Pea fries.
He did.
And then I think I spent another $30 just an extra cheese sauce.
He bought like 18 of those extra cheese cups.
I think I bought $120 worth of fries at the Panther Stadium.
Remember that, yeah.
People were looking at us like, what the hell?
They, they didn't laugh. They didn't. Stay.
Wait. Fries don't keep?
They didn't keep. I spent all that money and I was eating old fries.
Stacy said, I would like to thank Jaybird for getting the My Buddy song stuck in my head for 3 days now.
My buddy.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy.
She said, I can't shake this earworm and it's been added with Kid Sister.
Kid sister
and me.
With love and annoyance.
Well, you know what? I'll get you a different song in your head. My little pony, so sad and lonely. It'll be in your head all day now.
Did the Care Bears have a song? They did, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Okay, I thought so.
I was getting it mixed up with the Smurfs, though.
Yeah, how did it go? Smurfs was la 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 la.
Care Bears was Care Bears or Care Bears, Care Bears.
It's a blatant ripoff.
I mean, it's like a Nicki Minaj.
Should sue.
This is very crafty. Donna made what she calls the I Don't Care Bear. It is a green Care Bear. He's got a pot leaf on his tummy, and he's holding a bong.
That is adorable.
That'd be a great gift for Denny's.
Yeah,
we gotta buy that.
Denny's buys little toys, things like he's not as bad as me, but he buys little trinkets like that. He's got some cool toys.
Yeah, not bad. I got an email here, said, hey, I am coming down for a visit with my family next week, and I could use some recommendations for beers that will be available at distributors from places like Total Wine or Craft Beer City. My family lives right down the street from it.
Oh, Craft Beer City is my cut.
Mm-hmm. Said, I am a big fan of Sweetwater and Monday Night Brewery up here in Atlanta. Pale Ales, IPAs, Double IPAs. I already have some Civil Society fresh lined up, but could use some other recommendations. Let me know if you're missing any Atlanta beer. I could bring some to share. Yeah, aww, Michael in Atlanta.
That's sweet.
Yeah, they've got really good breweries there. I had a great time when we were up there for Thanksgiving and checked out Sweetwater. It's a man, their breweries there are massive, Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're big. You know, our biggest is Funky Buddha, and at least two that I went there dwarf Funky Buddha.
Wow.
Yeah, they're very, very large breweries. Yeah, I would say, Michael, if I had to do all the ones you have, Civil Society, you already know about with the fresh. Due South is a one. I'm kind of an IPA caramel cream guy. They got a Cat 3 and a Cat 5 that you can go with. They got the caramel cream ale.
They got that Mexican standoff now in cans.
Yeah, they've got a lot of great stuff there.
And they have that at Craft Beer City. Whenever I go in Craft Beer City, the people in there working know so much about the beer. I always ask them because they are the experts.
I had a great moment with this old dude that he was just old and wise, and he had all this knowledge. And I think it was at Total Wine.
Yeah, Total Wine. Mm. They're great.
He saw that I was confused, lost.
They make that a big point of their employees, like, getting involved. They ask employees, hey, what's your favorite this? What's your favorite that? And then when you walk around, you see little pictures, and it says, this is Derek's pick for the best beer.
Yeah.
And then Derek gives a little paragraph about why he loves it. That's so cool to me when I'm at Total Wine, because it's like, oh, yeah, Derek likes it. He works here. That fucker's going to know.
This son of a bitch knew everything about whiskey, and he's like, you're talking about, you want to try a honey whiskey? This is good. I'm wise.
Okay. I love that. When you go in there and you get a lesson, I had that at ABC, too. I was looking to buy like a bubbly wine, like a champagne, but not a champagne, that goes with mimosas. Now, you don't use expensive champagne for mimosas because you're adding orange juice to it. You just don't do that. And the guy was breaking it down for me, and he ended up showing me this Spanish version, like a Spanish Prosecco.
Okay.
And it was so much cheaper than anything I was looking at. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, hey, you know, if you get an ABC card, you get 10% off of your purchase today. That'll knock, you know, however much money. I was like, this guy's fucking awesome.
You know why it stood out too? Because I feel like when it comes to customer service, it's gone down.
Some places it has.
When I have a legit great customer service moment, it sticks out to me like a sore thumb. I had the same thing at Sherwin Williams.
Keep going.
The Williams store with the paint. Unbelievable. They were so helpful and nice, and it stood out because I'm used to, can't help you,
fuck
man.
Fuck you.
Go fuck yourself. I can't help you. We call that the Walmart model.
Right.
But when you have really legit good customer service in today's day and age, it does. It's like a little kid with manners.
And it should be called out for good.
Agreed.
People should know that, hey, when you go to these places, your Total Wines, your ABC, your Craft Beer City, talk to the people that work there because they are awesome.
Mm-hmm. The Screaming Reels IPA is good at Saltwater Brewery.
Yes.
That you can check out. That is in Delray Beach, just off of 95 in Atlantic. So those are all suggestions. And try the TC Wine and Ale Trail. Since you're coming down from up north, you can go through the Treasure Coast, and it's a map that has all the different breweries. There's 10 breweries that are there you can go through.
For that, the whole thing, is that just Treasure Coast stuff?
Yeah.
Okay,
Treasure
that's
Coast
cool,
Wine
though.
And Ale Trail.
Does Vero get included in that?
Yeah, they got a brewery in Vero. Walking Tree, I think.
Oh, that's a good one. That place is massive.
Yeah,
I actually want to do that.
That'd
be a fun thing to go. We never get up there. We have such great people that listen to the program up there.
Our friends from Sasser Salt live up there, and they took us on a little tour one time of all the breweries, and I was like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah. Nice people are cool.
Yeah, it's nice. It's better than mean people.
Yeah, it'd be a fun little weekend. We'll go up there.
I love it, Kevin.
We and I went up there one time. We stayed at like the Vero Beach Resort or whatever it is. That place is amazing and it's pretty close. You go up there and stay and make a weekend of it.
Fancy.
You brought the queen. Now bring the bird.
Okay.
And who knows? Maybe a little RH.
Oh, okay.
Would your wife mind if he gave you a blowjob on the ride?
Well, as long as you don't have to do it.
I figured we might as well keep the streak going because we've talked about Roadhead every show.
We'll give the queen her Netflix on the phone.
Yeah.
And then you can just do your business in the front.
She'll be fine. Better you than me.
Awkward.
I would be able to come into this show the next day and be fine. Kevin would be the one that makes it weird. It would be coming from me.
Oh, I'd be smiling. This email here is from Brian. Said, Kev, much like yourself, I'm a craft beer enthusiast. My birthday was this past Saturday night. Got to try this new drink from Publix. It's Flying Embers Pineapple Chili Hard Kombucha.
What?
6.8% alcohol beer that has live probiotics, antioxidants, USDA organic, gluten-free, non-GMO, vegan, and keto. What? Keto.
Wow.
It's delicious.
That's got a lot.
Yeah, it's delicious on the stronger side and has zero sugar and zero carbs.
Huh.
My goodness, that's everything I want in a beverage. That'd be great. How about that?
Flying Embers.
Flying Embers, yeah. Hard Kombucha. I will definitely take that with me and try to track that down.
Wow.
Beautiful suggestion.
You know, I love them probiotics. I drink them every day.
Mm-hmm. Does that help with poop?
And girl stuff.
All right, let's I'm backing out.
You should.
I'm backing out.
Back out of my vagina fast.
Ooh.
You saw how fast he threw it in reverse.
I don't want to go near it. <Let's>,
yep, I'm good.
Well, I know what's on deck. You just wanting to talk about these horrific girl problems.
No, I would answer any questions, but I'm not going to come in here and release the information.
Mm-hmm.
I know something involving yeast is going to be involved. I'm out. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, she would love to, huh? Let me see here. Got what else do I have left to do today? I think we're about done with everything.
We got a big meeting after this, so we got to get on a Zoom call.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to drive 3 hours to Tequesta.
Yeah, I got to drive like Back to the Future to get there by 11.
You're more than welcome to come by my crib if you want to stay there.
It throws my day into a tailspin because I got to pick up the kids.
I'll just go fuck myself.
2 o'clock comes quick.
I hear you.
Do you have a couple of food options here? Buying or selling Mountain Dew just introduced a watermelon flavor. It's apparently its first new flavor in a decade. What do you think?
Because Mountain Dew is just not sweet enough.
Yeah.
Let's add some more.
What do you think? You like the idea of watermelon flavor Mountain Dew?
You know, I love the regular Mountain Dew, but when they do specialty dews, I've not been a huge fan. Mm. And I should. On paper, I should love them.
Yeah. Watermelon Crush. How do you feel about that?
Now, when we're talking Crush, Crush does good things.
Orange Crush is great, isn't
it? When you know I've thrown the towel in life, your boy is just sipping, downing Peach Crush. Love Peach Crush.
Peach is good.
Oh, Peach Crush with pizza?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Mix a little vodka in that?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't usually do food. What I would do is I would drink the vodka, get my buzz.
Okay.
Get ready to eat, if that makes sense. I want to get buzzed before I eat. It's almost,
how you do?
I don't know.
It's your foreplay?
It's kind of like my foreplay. I don't like to eat, then drink. I like to get a little fucked up and then delve into the pizza.
Then you go for it. That's such a sinister face.
That's not every meal. Don't be emailing Kevin, purge drinks before every meal. No.
Only two of them.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
How about Kit Kat Thins? They're a smaller and thinner Kit Kat. They're coming out next month.
No, go fuck yourself. Not you, Kevin. The Kit Kat people. I don't want things thinner.
Kevin's like, all right. Jeez.
And two new ice creams on sale. Made after cereals. Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles ice cream.
I'm in for that. That's just my game.
Okay. They didn't say exactly where you can get them, but apparently if you go to an Instagram food account called Candy Hunting, they have listed them up there. So go hunt for that there.
Ooh, you do like ice cream, Virginia.
I do like ice cream. Oh, my gosh. I could do damage.
Mm. You could eat ice cream every day?
I could.
Yeah.
Definitely, I could do it every day.
It'd be interesting if I could have a complete variety, and we're not talking about health or how my body looks and all that. How many meals consecutively I could eat ice cream from, like, going, gosh, I don't want to do this. Because I really, there's a part of me that thinks I could go for a solid decade. Every meal, a different kind of ice cream, but it's got to be in the ice cream family, and I would be completely content.
If I mean, I feel the same exact way about pizza. If I was allowed to, if I could go a different place every single day, I would only eat pizza for the rest of my life and be extremely happy.
If I had
about
two
that.
Foods and it wasn't that, yep. Yeah, pizza's one, ice cream two.
I could eat pizza every day, and I mean, be so happy about that.
No one doubts you.
Yeah,
we heard you.
We're convinced.
Just in case you don't get this passion, I'm throwing out there.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All righty. Well, like I said, we do got to run on, but we got one more day. We got a fridge stuck full of cold beer. So hopefully you guys will jump back with us tomorrow to wrap up the week.
Yeah,
you
it's dangerously stocked.
You guys want to get weird tomorrow? Because I am looking
Friday,
to
baby.
Get weird.
Let's go for it.
Yeah, now I'm at Tailspin. Let's do it.
Okay.
Tailspin.
All right, you guys have a good one. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Goodbye.